We have been campaigning for quite a number of years for the old Waterside station in Derry to be refurbished and brought back into use. That was what we wanted. We wanted trains to be coming into that station again, and we wanted the station constructed in such a way that people coming in, visitors or local people, actually, as they come in to the station there on the Waterside, many of your listeners will know it, that there would be a clear view across the river. Now, what's proposed now is sort of our river. I mean, I know everybody thinks their own town is the most beautiful in the world, or some people do anyway, you know, but the River Foyle, sort of in that stretch on both sides, is a wonderful, formidable sight. And what's proposed is that between where the old station is now and the banks of the river, there will be a car park. Now, we think that this is vandalism, would be putting it very strongly, but it is certainly not using sort of the natural advantages and the natural beauty and the heritage sort of Derry. It's not using them to advantage. This is a station which was built in the 1870s, opened in 1875, designed by a man called John Lanyon. He also designed Queen's University in Belfast, for example. It's a site-specific building. That is to say that it was constructed. It isn't one of a whole number just taken off a plan. It was designed for there, and designed that the stone on it would sort of look across the river at the walls of Derry. You know, and all that's being lost now. Sort of, so we contacted the planners and delivered a letter to them saying, you know, that we want this reconsidered.
You're also saying you have some issues with the plans to renovate the facade, that the renovation will not be to the original specs of the building. It will not be as it was when first built.
That's exactly right. You see, the facade, the front facade, was severely damaged. When the station was twice blown up by the provisional IRA, it survived that, just as it survived the railway closures all way back in the 1960s. So this is a station on the line which has been under threat for a long time. And what we're saying really is, if after all this time we are really going to refurbish this station and to bring back into use, that's the key thing, sort of a building sort of which speaks of the heritage of this part of Ireland, you know, sort of that aim has not been met. And sort of this is part of our built heritage. We keep talking about things in the past and preserving the best of them in the past, and yet we're going to construct a concrete wilderness around sort of what was a stately and a beautiful building, which reminded us of days gone by, sort of on the railways. And we want that as a working station.